Notes from Green Elsh number 190. Seek the truth. Over the last few years, there seems to be a significant increase in deception. Many influencers, like media moguls, journalists, broadcasters, editors, politicians, lawmakers, judges, intelligence experts, social media developers, healthcare professionals, celebrities, and even alleged fact-checkers choose to misinform, disinform, or censor instead of proclaiming the truth. This causes needless fear, anxiety, confusion, depression, discord, division, injury, and even death. Some of the people who are deceiving don't realize it. They misinform others irresponsibly or under duress by passing along lies even though they don't directly intend to deceive. Other people deliberately deceive through disinformation. Equally diabolical are people who suppress the truth from being told. Current topics are presented with deception, whether it be the conflict in Ukraine, vaccine safety and efficacy, corruption in government, the integrity of elections, or the breadth and depth of human trafficking. Society's view of fundamental life topics are also laced with deception, like the origin of life and its purpose, the nature and existence of God, what's right and wrong, and how things will end. Given such pervasive deception, you must be discerning. Although truth may be misrepresented or withheld, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist or cannot be known. If you are humble, open, inquisitive, persistent, and willing to change, you can discover the truth. Here are some practical steps for perceiving the truth. First, consult the source of truth. In your quest for truth, consider what the Bible has to say. I have found that the Bible is the primary way God reveals His nature, His wisdom, and His truth, along with how we can know Him. Although the Bible was written by 40 different authors, each of them were inspired by God. They came from varied backgrounds on 3 continents, over 1,500 years, and wrote in 3 different languages. Despite this incredible diversity, the Bible contains one coherent story. It focuses on Jesus, God the Son, who became a man to save anyone who believes in Him from dying and being eternally separated from God in hell. In Jesus, we see who God is, what He says, how we can be reconciled to God, how we should live, how evil will be judged, and how all of creation will be restored. The Bible contains hundreds of specific prophecies, some of which have been fulfilled, and the rest of which are yet to happen. The Bible's been read by more people than any other book. It has been scrutinized for centuries through various lenses, like history, geography, archaeology, science, and philosophy. Yet it continues to be the most powerful influence for what's true, right, good, and loving. Therefore, when you're looking for wisdom and truth about a current issue or a fundamental life topic, start by asking God to show you. God sees all and knows all. To those who believe in and inquire of Him, He promises to give insight through His Holy Spirit illuminating His Word. He may not show you everything at once, but He will impart to you what you need to do what's right for the moment. Jesus taught Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. James, the brother of Jesus, wrote along this same line. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Second, test the integrity, motive, and outcome. Understand that most deception, like shiny fruit, has an allure and credibility to it, but it's only skin deep. The rest is rotten to the core. A way to discern falsehood is to question the integrity, motive, and outcome of an assertion. Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, failed to do that. In the Garden of Eden, the serpent deceived them to eat forbidden fruit. Instead of obeying what they knew to be right, they indulged themselves, accepted the lie, and rebelled against God. As a result, this destroyed their fellowship with God, created strife in their marriage, passed on a sinful nature to future generations, banished them from the garden, limited their lifespan, introduced toil in work, caused pain in childbearing, brought decay to creation, and abdicated their global governing authority to Satan. Deceiving others or believing lies always wreaks spiritual havoc in you and those around you, along with physical consequences. Satan is the father of lies. He masquerades as an angel of light, but twists the truth and sows seeds of deception, hoping it will reap a harvest of destruction by distancing you from God, who is light, truth, and life. Don't make the tragic mistake Adam and Eve did. When trying to weed out deception regarding an issue, question whether it aligns with the truth in the Bible, whether it promotes you or others over God, and whether it will result in separating you or others from God. Our fallen nature is to serve ourselves, but God's way is for us to deny ourselves so He can fill us with His truth and life. The Apostle John wrote, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever." Third, obey what you know to be true. Seeking truth isn't always popular. At times, it will be costly, but it's worth it. Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." The gate Jesus describes is Himself. He is the way, the truth, and the life. As you look to Jesus for truth and act on what He reveals, then you experience further truth and a deeper life with Him. So study Jesus' character, His message and mission as presented in the Bible. The book of John is a good starting point. Then trust and obey Him. One step at a time, walk by faith and not by sight. Jesus promised those who believe him, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In conclusion, don't be deceived by the lies, propaganda, and the suppression of truth so prevalent in our society. Also, don't deceive others. Lying, exaggerating, cheating, gossiping, plagiarizing, or hiding information enslaves you and hurts others. Instead, with God's help, discern the truth. Speak the truth in love and courageously act in accordance with the truth. Shine the light of Jesus as a guide to all that's good and to expose all that is evil. In the process, you will experience God's joy and freedom along with additional truth. Take what you learn and share it with others so they can know God also.